Welcome to this week's Ask Me Anything on the Cybercrime Magazine podcast with host Teresa Payton, CEO at Fortalice Solutions, former CIO at the White House, and previously Deputy Commander of Intelligence on the CBS TV series Hunted.
To law enforcement,
what was it like in the early days
of law enforcement and private investigators?
This special series is brought to you by People AMA, the AI investigator. AMA answers questions about individuals in your investigation. Learn more at people.com/AMA. That's PIPL.com/AMA.
I'm often asked, what are OSINT tools? What are some of the top OSINT tools? And how important are they when it comes to digital investigations? Well, there's a great article in CSO that features 15 OSINT tools, and I'm going to tell you about a few of them. Now, for starters, for those of you who are new to investigations, OSINT tools, open source intelligence, are great software applications or platforms that are specifically designed to gather information from publicly available sources on the internet. These tools enable investigators to collect, analyze, and interpret data from various online channels, such as social media platforms, websites, forums, blogs, public records, you name it. I want to talk to you about some of the top OSINT tools commonly used in our investigations, many of which we used in our TV show Hunted, and these are used by other investigators. But before I do that, again, if you want to read more, you can go to the CSO article from August 2023, which features 15 OSINT tools. Here's just a few. Multigo. Multigo is a powerful OSINT tool. If you've ever watched Hunted, which you can download on Amazon Prime, it allows investigators to visualize and analyze complex relationships between entities by aggregating information from various online sources. It's a very popular product that we use, and on Hunted, we used it to show relationships between different people that we were trying to target to help us find our fugitive on the run. Another tool that's featured in this article is Shodan. S-H-O-D-A-N. This is a search engine that scans the internet for connected devices, including servers, routers. You can think about traffic cams, red light cams, Internet of Things devices. It can provide very valuable information, not only just for digital investigations, but also for locking down security configurations. There's the OSINT framework. This is a comprehensive collection of OSINT tools, and it's categorized by different data sources, such as social media, search engines, public records. It's kind of a cool place. Think of it as almost like a bulletin board of like, hey, I'm kind of looking for a thing. I'm going to go to this bulletin board, and I'm just going to see what other people say are really good tools. So the OSINT framework can be very helpful. Number four, Spiderfoot. This is a bit of an automation tool. So it's an open source OSINT automation tool. And think of it as sort of like a super search engine, almost like a spider doing a little spider web, if you will, taking the data that you're looking for and looking across DNS records, public databases. And it can really help you with detailed reports for your investigation. Another one, which is not included on their list, but it is a favorite of mine. Have you ever heard that phrase, a picture is worth a thousand words? And you know, sometimes when you're doing an OSINT investigation, it gets a little tough and a little tedious. Your hands are on a keyboard, you're staring at screens. So one of my favorite OSINT tools is Google Earth. In this case, a picture is worth way more than a thousand words. Overall, Google Earth serves as a powerful OSINT tool for digital investigations by giving you that geospatial data, imagery, visualization. It can aid investigators in gathering intelligence, conducting reconnaissance, and understanding geographical context. It has a very user-friendly interface. It is a valuable resource for investigators across lots of different domains, including law enforcement, intelligence analysis, journalism, and researchers. So if you can't be there, you can still be there with Google Earth.
We'll be back next week with another episode of Ask Me Anything on the Cybercrime Magazine podcast with host Teresa Payton, CEO at Fortalice Solutions, former CIO at the White House, and previously Deputy Commander of Intelligence on the CBS TV series Hunted. This special series is brought to you by People AMA, the AI investigator. AMA answers questions about individuals in your investigation. Learn more at people.com/AMA. That's PIPL.com/AMA.